Hello everyone, it's Yana here at Ojindwin. It's October day 14 and the topic is karaoke. Now, karaoke is not something that I was aware of until I arrived in the UK and when I was on holiday here, and my friends here they were really into it, and there were sort of Friday nights were karaoke nights and several pubs, and they always knew which one to go to, and one in particular had quite a good voice, and so we would seek them out, so I think some people are a bit embarrassed about it, so there was quite a lot of alcohol involved to get going, but that's when I learned how to do this whole thing, and I was quite amazed actually. This was in the days before Pop Idol and X Factor, and I was quite amazed how many people had absolutely amazing voices. Anyway, and now it's kind of weird when you see these people on television. But my own karaoke experience is I've done it once, but not in a pub there. But I must have been about 18, and my school friends and I, we wanted to go to Amsterdam, but that fell flat for some reason, but I decided that no, I'm going to go on holiday anyway, so I booked a week in Menorca, and I went on my own, and I was in a hotel mostly English people there, which is why I guess they put karaoke night on, I just noticed that the tour rep was talking to me, and it was a bit strange. She was being very nice to me, and the next minute I heard my name being called for being next up for the karaoke, so of course I tried to do my best to get out of it, but to no avail, and I ended up singing a song with luckily not on my own, but I sang together with the Spanish waiter who was serving, and he was kind of, you know how it is on holiday. So we sang that together. I've got Simon here and he's pulling faces at me.
I don't get waiters giving me lots of unwanted attention when I'm on holiday.
No, it wasn't unwanted attention. It was just, he was in the whole group and we kind of knew him, and, it's all one big family when you're on holiday, isn't it? Yes. I was glad that he was going to sing with me. I think I can hold a tune and sort of a very narrow range, but it always sounds much better in my head than what comes out of my mouth, so I'm not a fan of singing, so please don't worry, I'm not going to inflict any on you tonight either. I always try to get out of singing, and I don't sing very often. I'll sing along with other people, but not really on my own. So that's why I don't really do karaoke either. But the song I'm going to play, so this is the song, it's a very long preamble, sorry. The song we sang was La Bamba, and actually the reaction afterwards was they all loved it, but it's probably because it was a Spanish song, so they didn't, if I'd murdered one of their favourite English songs instead, they probably wouldn't have been so happy. But yeah, I actually got cheers to do it again, but I made myself scarce. Just think they must have been quite tipsy today. That was good. But but as a special treat, I found you the original version, because a lot of the time when you hear La Bamba, it's actually by Los Lobos. It's fairly simple Spanish, which is why I could cope fine. But I found you the original 1950-something version by Ritchie Valens, who very sadly died in a plane crash with Buddy Holly, and he was only 17. All right, so here we go. I know I never found out how you dance La Bamba. Lyrics don't really make sense. To dance La Bamba, you need a bit of charm. I'm not a simple sailor. I'm a captain. And that's how it. That's pretty much it. There's not much to this, song, because then it repeats. Anyway, so yes, that was my one and only experience with karaoke. Oh, I said only. No, done karaoke again, haven't I?
Have you?
Well, with you.
What?
The Christmas one.
Oh, that was Christmas,
yeah,
karaoke,
that was
Secret Santa thing.
Yeah, that was karaoke.
Does that really count as karaoke, though?
Because it's... Well, it's a bit different.
Yeah.
It's not like standing up in front of people and singing.
Yeah, exactly. We get as many goes as we want. The whole point of karaoke is you've got that one chance to make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
There's no safety there, is there?
No.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, I survived to live the tale. No, what?
Yes.
Something like that.
You survived to tell relive the tale.
Tell the tale. Relive. No, tell the tale. Oh, it's late. I'm tired. Anyway. Anyway, but I hope you enjoyed that original version. That's not very often heard. We'll be back later.
Not very often heard.
Thank you for listening. Bye.
25,258,717 views.
Yeah, all right, on YouTube.
Not often heard.
Yes, but not often heard as in... Yeah, but Los Lobos you hear more often. Whenever you hear that song, that's the Los Lobos one.
Yeah.
Trust me. And there was a 1987 film as well about the life of Richie Valens. And that also features Los Lobos. Anyway, there we go. Thank you for listening. Bye for now.
Toodle-boo.